find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome everyone here. This is John Ainsworth. I'd like to welcome you to the National Intel Report. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking. I'm John Ainsworth, and I'm sitting in, I'm doing the show on this Thursday for John Stadtmiller. And I just want to thank John for the opportunity for allowing me to take this time to talk with you guys. Hey, there's been a lot on my mind, and I'd like to get a little input from everyone. You know, one of the things that we're looking at here is the truth. What is the truth? Is the truth relative? I'd like to give a quote here. This is a quote from Winston Churchill. He's not my most favorite individual, but he does, even a lot of my not-so-favorite individuals do give fairly good quotes. But Mr. Winston Churchill says this. He says, "Men occasionally stumble over the truth. Most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing had happened." Does that ring a bell here in the United States of America? You know, here we are. We have a network here that is dedicated to finding the truth. In order to have remedy that we all see we have a problem with, we must find out what the truth is. In order to find out where the remedy lies, we must find out where the problem lies. I've been involved in this movement for a long, long time, going on 16 years. I know there's a lot of people been out there a lot longer than I have. And one of the things that I find problematic is that there's a lot of issues that just keep coming around and coming around and coming around. Issues that failed 15 years ago, I see coming back around 15 years later. I think there's something that it's vital that we must do. We live in this information age nowadays where we can grab so much information, we get information overload. But I found that the best way to find the truth is to grab the truth and throw everything else out. We live in a world where we grab the truth, we get shaky, where we get uncomfortable with it, and then someone who has part of the truth will come up to us and give us confidence that we need to go in another direction, and we will throw away what we already know for a philosophy or a belief that we've seen fail before. Fear is what does that, people. Fear is what does that. And one of the things I want to talk about here on this show is how do you define the truth? How do we find the truth? I'd like to have people call in. I'd like to talk about the issue of truth. The reason I say this is I've seen some callers. I look at a lot of websites out there. I've seen what people do. People call in and they say, "Hey, John, here," because if everyone knows me, and let me give you a little brief history of myself. I started this movement around 89, 90, right in that time frame. And I was like most Americans, just a little disgruntled with what's going on. I was brought up John Wayne, apple pie, God and country, only to find out that someone stole my country from me. It's not what it was when I first started, or what I was taught it was. And it made me have to rethink every single thing I've ever thought about in my life before. With that, I just want to, again, the topic today is going to be the truth. How do we find it? How do we stick to it? And how do we move forward from there? I'll talk to you in a couple more minutes.
Yeah. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Welcome back, everyone. This is John Ainsworth. I'm sitting in for John, or actually I'm taking his place on the first Thursday of the month, and that's what this is. We have a little bit of a shakeup in the lineup. You're not going to have John Stachmiller today. You're going to have John Ainsworth. And you're going to have that set up, John Ainsworth, on the first Thursday of every month. So I look forward to having you guys listen in. And again, we're in a predicament here, people, and we need to get out of it. There's too few of us. We need to be moving along. And again, I find that the issue we have today is we have way too many people out there that are grabbing part of some information and saying this is the problem. And I want to give you some examples of that. You know, is there a difference? I want to ask you this. Is there a difference between the truth or knowing the truth and knowing some of the truth? And I would say there is. Every fraud, every deception, every con man, every problem we have out there today is full of someone who wants to give us some truth so that we have confidence, but not give us all the truth so that we can be misled into another direction. People, the war we have going on is not with the government for the most part. It's with ourselves. It's what are we willing to accept. I can remember a time when a man was known for his integrity and what he believed in, and he knew where they were coming from. And a man's handshake was worth the same as an oath. You believed a man. Nowadays, we have a situation where we have just, I would call it relative truth. We have relationships with people that we don't really know who these people are. We don't even know our neighbors anymore. We're being misled by a lot of misinformation. We're being misled by not knowing who our neighbors are. Not being able to have confidence in each other. And we've got this community now. We're trying to figure out what went on in this country of ours. And how are we going to get it back? I give this example to a lot of people. In order to know the truth, especially the truth in law, we must understand foundational issues. And this is the way I go about it. I always go back to the foundation. If someone tells me, hey, John, this is the problem, and let's just throw some of the different arguments out there today. And you've heard me talking with John before, talking about your names in all capital letters. There's other issues. You know, it's the Federal Reserve Act. That's when America, you know, when America fell. It's when the Federal Reserve Act came in and we went bankrupt, and then Roosevelt came in and we had the socialist programs and the work programs. And we ended up changing at that time frame. Well, people, I would say that anyone who knows me knows that I believe the foundation of the problems, the clear foundation, the foundation that no one can dispute, is when the federal government changed the concept that it had authority to conquer states, subjugate their citizens, put them under a form of government that was not of the consent of the people. And this was an absolute violation. This was done during the Reconstruction Acts of 1867. The Civil War was the most terrible time in the history of this nation. We had a situation in 1861, where this nation was being split apart. And the issue was whether it was being done lawfully or whether it was not being done lawfully. And did the people have a right to have a government to change their form of government? I say yes, they did. But you have people today that are coming in saying, well, what took place then needed to take place. You know, because it was all about freeing the slaves. Well, right there says they didn't really understand the truth of what was going on at that time frame. And so then they say, well, we must justify what was going on during the Civil War, because that was okay. The federal government did okay, and they were doing the best they could. And then things kept going along. Then we came to the bankers of, you know, the 1917, right in that period when the Federal Reserve Act came in. I don't know the details on that exactly. Forgive me for that. And if we look to that time frame and say, okay, the problem is the bankers, and we don't look to the fact that the federal government didn't have authority to conquer people, then we can't have a resolution. We can't resolve this issue by if we don't know what the origin of the foundation or the foundation of the argument is, if we don't know what the foundation of where we lost our rights, we can't resolve the issue, people. We just can't do it. How many people out there believe that the origin of our problem was the Federal Reserve Act or Social Security Act, things of this nature? These are, if you look at these problems, you're going to see people saying, okay, look at 1933, look at the Social Security Act, and we're going to be saying, you know, they changed all this. Well, they're absolutely right. The people who say that we have all sorts of problems in the Social Security Act, the people who say we have all sorts of problems in the Federal Reserve Act, they're all correct. Every single one of them. They're correct. That's good research. But the issue is, The foundational problem is the federal government said it could conquer you. It could subjugate you. It could dictate to you what your laws are. This took place 70 years before the Social Security Act. Every one of these problems is going to show us that there's a bigger issue out there. I'm going to go to some more quotes here. I've got, this is one by Henry David Thoreau, and this is one I believe in totally. It says, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root." If we're going to find the root cause of what's going on, if we're going to be able to strike at the root, we have to find the root cause. People, we've got a lot of problems out there. We've got people out there that need to be doing things. We have actions that took on. I listened to John the other day when he was railing about what are we going to do. You know, because the issue lies with us. We have to find the truth, and then we have to be willing to do something about it. And what I want to do is talk to you. Talk to you about what can we do about it. Now, since I've been doing this show, I've been getting a lot of emails. I want to read a couple of them here. And actually, I got some people get me confused with a lot of people. I don't know who. But I've got one here. What I want to do is talk about when we get these what I call patriot arguments, what I want to do is talk about them. I'd like for you to call me in with your patriot arguments because I disagree with so many of them out there. And not because the argument itself is wrong. Again, there's a tremendous amount of good research going on. But the issue is, does this lead to an answer? I've got a guy here who says that they listened to me talking on the John Stadtmiller show, and they wanted me to look at a common law bill of divorcement. And that I need to look at the affidavits of fact. And basically, this is divorcing yourself from the current system. Can you divorce yourself from the current system? Well, there's two philosophies here. If you have a valid system, and they give you the authority to divorce yourself and separate yourself and become an individual entity, then yes, you can divorce yourself from that system. But this is what I would call, when you divorce yourself, think about this. What are you doing? You're putting yourself on the other side of the fence. Everyone wants to get out of the jurisdiction of the United States, but what side of the fence are we putting ourselves onto? We have the Sovereign American Movement. What is the Sovereign American Movement? We must be real careful with the definitions that we use, because in the Sovereign American Movement, we have people who want to become sovereign Americans, to where they are not under the jurisdiction of the federal government. They're not under the jurisdiction of the state governments. They're just a free, sovereign man. Is there truly such a thing, and is there truly such a thing that we want to be? All you sovereigns, I'd like for you to give me a call and tell me more of your philosophy, because the way I see it is you cannot be a sovereign American and function in society. If you are truly sovereign, then you are no different than the bears in the woods, the deer in the woods, and the squirrels in the woods. And because they're free. And one of the things that comes with freedom, especially if you're an individual free person and you're not banded together like a pack of lions or a pack of wolves, or a pride of lions and a pack of wolves, if you really want to be free, and you're not banded together with people, and the banding together we as humans do is called forming a body politic and going under a government. But we have people who are railing against government, and I don't want to be part of any government. I just want to be free. Well, if you just want to be free and someone steals something from you, whose responsibility is it to get it back? You have no courts to go to. You have no one. You have banded together. It's up to you to go get it back. But more about that on the other side of the break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Here. We don't know about that anymore. You know, we need to wake up, America. We need to wake up before it's too late. Again, what I was talking about before the last break was the sovereignty movement, being a sovereign American and issues of that nature. And do we truly want to be a sovereign American? Do we truly want to be totally free and away from them? And we have to look at this. If you become free and you are not associated with those governments that are out there, local, state, and federal. You don't want to pay their taxes. You don't want to support them in any way, shape, or form. But you want to have all your rights. Well, your rights came from with the government. How many rights does a squirrel have in the woods? What are the rights that are associated with freedom? What are the rights that a squirrel has when a bear comes up? What are the rights that a squirrel has when a fox comes up? Does a squirrel enjoy being totally free? Would we enjoy being totally free? And again, I'm making an analogy here of everyone that wants to hop out of one thing. We want to hop out of the federal government. We want to hop out of our state governments and the taxations and the burdensomeness that they have there and all the problems associated with it. But what do we want to hop into? Do we want to hop into absolute freedom? Or do we want to hop into an organized society? And again, the way this under international law, And the way it works is there's a reciprocal agreement out there. And this reciprocal agreement is an agreement to where between a government and a people. And this is where you get your Bill of Rights. These are where you get the rights that we long for out there. We've got, and we get this from organizing our society. Now think of this. If I were to have 50 of us and we go out and live on an island somewhere, and we want to form a government because, you know, some guys might be oppressive. And we want to make sure that we're going to have order between people and everyone's rights are respected. Number one, we have to break down what the rights are. Because in nature, there are no rights to anyone. The biggest guy with the biggest gun wins. The biggest guy with the biggest teeth wins in nature. And so we don't want to get carried away with just, I want to be free. We want to be... We want to have freedoms, we want to write down what those are, and then we want to have a power out there that will help us guarantee those freedoms. We want someone who will help guarantee that people won't steal from us, people won't kidnap our children. So we want to have courts, we want to have places that we can adjudicate this. Well, when you become a sovereign American, you jump outside the court system. You know, the Lord tells us, be either hot or cold. But please don't be lukewarm, because that's who the Lord vomits out. So either be you want government or you don't want government. But don't sit in the middle to where I don't want any government. Oh, but I would like to go in the courts and sue all these people. People, that doesn't make sense. Because if you're the sovereign and you don't have a body politic that you attach yourself to, you have no remedy. If they abuse you, just like the squirrel in the woods when the fox comes along and steals all the food that it's stored up, or eats the squirrel's children, you're putting yourself in the same boat as a sovereign American. Now, I want all you sovereign Americans to defend this position, because this is what this is what we need to do. Is we need to iron out these differences. I'm not saying you're totally wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't want to be here, you know, too prideful, too arrogant of what I know, but I've looked at a lot of different things. What was I? Let's see. We've got to, give us a call in here. What's the phone number? Let's see. I think it's 1-800. Give us a call. 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from all of you sovereign Americans out there who think that's the direction to go in. And again, I don't want to just get on this to provoke people. And I'm not doing this like what a lot of modern journalists do of just, I want to put something out there and just stir it up. We're here to try to solve this thing. What we're here about is try to resolve what can we do about this situation. And so, like I said, I like for the people who feel that the best thing to do is to hop out, because I feel we need not just to hop out, but we need to hop into something. And again, I say we need to hop into the governments that the federal government took away from us through Reconstruction. Well, we're having some callers call in now, and I'd like to appreciate that. Let's go ahead and go to LB in Wisconsin. LB. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Gotcha.
Okay.
Sounds I got a little feedback on. I'm coming back to myself through the headphones.
Yeah, I thought I'd call right at the half hour, so when we go into half hour break, or is there one on this show?
Well, we're on air.
Okay. Yeah. I know we're on the air.
Okay.
I thought they'd be doing a break in a couple minutes. Anyway, how are you doing today? Sorry, I didn't catch the first end of the show.
Well, we're doing real well here. We're talking and laying a foundation out and looking for a direction to go in. But, yeah, you're right. We're at the bottom of the hour. So I guess I'll be talking to you on the backside of the break. Thanks, LB.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, let's go back to LB. LB.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Made it through the break, huh?
Yeah, made it through the break.
Yep. Anyway, so, I think we should talk about maybe the three different situations we have for the different people in the union here.
Okay.
With the states, you know, the conquered states. Have you gone over that yet today?
No, we just went over the concept of, you know, that we have a conquered state, and, really what we've been talking about is we've got to go back to the root cause, the foundation, because if we're not at the foundation of what the arguments are, we can't have the right remedy.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's where we're sitting at right now.
There's a maxim of law that says when the foundation fails, all fails.
Well, and that's a perfect point there, of why we got to go to the foundation, because I think what a lot of people are seeing is we were conquered in 1867, and then the federal government had to organize itself. Okay, now that we've got all these people conquered, how are we going to control them? And then they go into the Social Security Acts, and they go into, you know, Roosevelt's programs, the Federal Reserve Acts, and things of this nature. And these are all usurpations that they couldn't do under our, you know, prior to the conquest.
Yeah, the Republican, true Republican form of government.
Right. So this is what we're seeing is this is just how they're ordering their new house being the conquered people. How are we going to control them? well, let's give them all numbers. You know, just like what the Nazis did to the Jews. Let's give them all numbers. Well, just like the Nazis giving the Jews a number to tattoo on their arm, and the federal government giving us a number that's just tattooed across our soul, that's not the cause. That's not the foundation. If the Jew gets the tattoo off the arm, it doesn't make them free. If we get rid of the number, it doesn't make us free. We are still, the federal government is still operating on the principle of we are a conquered people, and this has never gone to court before. So, you were saying there was a three-step.
Right. We kind of discussed this on our conference call last week, or the week before it might have been. The three different situations we have, you know, there's the southern states, okay? They're the true conquered states. Then you have the northern states that were in the Union at the time. Then you have the states that were granted statehoods by the de facto Congress afterwards. So there's three different situations for people around the Union here. So
yeah. Yeah, we've got the original 10 conquered states, and I think at that time we had 38 states in the American Union. So that'd be another 12 states. So you'd have 28 northern states. You'd have 10 southern states, because Tennessee, there are really 11 southern states, but Tennessee did not go through Reconstruction because it passed the 14th Amendment. Go figure. And then that would give us 12 so-called new states admitted into the Union after this initial usurpation of 1867.
Right.
And it gives us three different remedies. I mean, what do we do? It's easy. You know, I'm here from North Carolina, so it's real easy for me to look at this conquered state status and say, hey, where's the federal government's authority to conquer states?
Yeah, no authority.
Yeah, and so I get remedied. Let's reestablish North Carolina. A new state called North Carolina entered the American Union in 1868. So therefore, two states called North Carolina have entered the American Union. Which one's valid? I'm going to tie my horse to the original one and then challenge it in court. So that's easy. I think that's a fairly straightforward, proper remedy to get. Now we've got the northern states. What do we do with the northern states?
Now, the 14th Amendment is a self-conquering instrument, basically, is what I think of it as. You know, the people are conquering themselves by participating in the body politic that the thing institutes. So they're technically conquering themselves. And, you know, I've determined, my belief is that it says right in Section 2 of the 14th Amendment that the only ones represented are the ones voting. And, of course, everyone's made U.S. citizens by the document, or the amendment. And the ones that aren't voting are presumed to be in cahoots, for lack of a better term, with the others. So there you are. If you don't claim to be out, you're in under, right, you know, the principles of law.
And let's go back to the origin of that. Because that was put in place in 1867, you're saying that if you don't vote, you're not represented. Or if you do vote, you are represented. If you don't vote, you're not represented. And I can go into family history. My wife's great-grandfather fought for the Georgia Volunteers during the war, fought the entire war. Surrendered with Robert E. Lee at Appomattox. He was wounded in Gettysburg. And after the war, he refused to take the oath and never could vote again or participate in the government of Georgia or the government of the United States of America, even though he was born and raised there.
Right.
And he never committed a crime. A lot of people will say, and this is another thing, people will say, and if you don't have the foundation right, people will say that these people committed treason and that was their crime. And
well,
so therefore they could take this stuff away from them, and that's not true. These people didn't commit treason. Let's go back. Now we got to take that argument. Okay, we didn't go back far enough to have a foundation for our conclusion. So let's go back. Did they commit treason?
It's an Andrew, John. I think Andrew's second under insurgency, that the term rebel was loosely applied to the Confederate forces, but incorrectly applied. Okay.
Right.
So there's your legal reference right there out of Andrew, because they were not rebels. They weren't rebelling against United States, or their state. You know, technically they would have to be rebelling against the Union, and they weren't. They were trying to withdraw from the Union.
Technically, they had to be rebelling against their own state because treason consists in levying war against one of the several states.
Right.
And in the southern states, what did they do? They defended themselves against an invasion. There was an absolute, you know, that's why they met in Virginia. The first battle of the war was where? In Virginia. At Appomattox. Manassas or Bull Run. Take your pick. That was in Virginia, people. That was where the federal troops came into the southern states with an invasion force. These people were just defending themselves. You know, so the issue is who was waging war against states. I would say Abraham Lincoln was waging war against states.
Yeah, well, that's what the records say, or the facts.
Well, see, and this is what I like about this argument of the southern states. Just let's go back and reestablish our lawful governments. They were stolen from us. It's clear. I mean, you're going to find every historian, everyone who will look back at this period of time says, clearly, you know, these new states were created at the end of a bayonet. They were forced. They were coerced. Mm-hmm. And in law, is a coerced act law? And the answer is absolutely not. It is not law.
No,
so we've got two sections here. We've got the number one, you said you have the conquered states, Reconstruction. Then you have the northern states, the 28, and you say they're self-conquering is what you would label that as. But is it self-conquering when the federal government mandates that only United States citizens can be a member of that body politic?
Well, see, I think that's where they've set themselves up to protect themselves. I think, like I said, you know, the second Section 2 of the 14th Amendment specifically states the only ones voted are representative of the voters. So, you know, and then follow the U.S. citizens that are, you know, I claim they're naturalized by the 14th Amendment at birth. Or, you know, there's other rules of law that may apply. And that's why you have to remove yourself in one way, shape, or form. You know, there's a rule of law that says a child carries the condition of his father, okay? So
right.
If his father was a U.S. citizen and voting, what's that make the child? So, you know.
Right, but then that's why you have to go back to the fraud concept.
Right, well, it's all fraud.
If the father is a U.S. citizen, well, is a U.S. citizen a legitimate status? Was that created lawfully and legitimately?
No.
So, again, that's why it's important to go to the foundational argument. If you just stop there that, you know, well, the issue is it's settled that everyone can be a U.S. citizen. And
right.
If your father's a U.S. citizen, therefore, you are.
Yep. That, so, well, that's the way.
I haven't gone back far enough. That's why you got to go back. This is what I'm getting at is we have to go back to the foundational issue. So
sure.
Now we just have to step back another step to the 14th Amendment. And whether this U.S. citizenship is lawful. And again, it's really not the 14th Amendment, because that's not even going back far enough. The issue is the Reconstruction Acts. See, because a lot of people will say the 14th Amendment was passed. What are you going to do? You know, that's a political question. You know, whether the 14th Amendment was ratified properly is a political question. We've got the same issue with the 16th Amendment. Was it ratified lawfully? Well, I'm not going to set that as my foundation. My foundation is, does Congress have the authority to conquer states and force them to pass the 14th Amendment?
I mean,
we got to take the next step back. And this is why it's so important just to keep going back and find out what the foundational argument is.
Yes, well, I agree with that wholly. I you know, my spin on this is, you know, you know as well as I know that Johnson said you can't do the Reconstruction Act. Congress has no authority.
Yeah,
the United States has no authority. So what they did is come back and institute the 14th Amendment and have them give it the appearance that it was lawful, you know. Like I said, they're self-conquering, you know, and there's a rule of law that says fraud's not a fraud if you agree with it or participate in it. But you have to be fully knowing of the fraud And,
right.
and when you do know the fraud, if you still participate, you're still agreeing with it. So that's why it's important for people to understand that they have to remove themselves to not participate.
Once you learn the fraud, you got to make a decision.
Right.
And this is where we all find ourselves. We have so many people wanting to sit on the fence.
Right.
And I know the truth, and this goes back to the very, I guess if you didn't hear the first part of the show, you didn't hear my first quote, is I gave a quote from Winston Churchill, and it says, "Men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing had happened." And this is what we find ourselves in this country, is we're finding the truth. People know the truth. We're talking about it right now, and what are people going to do with it? They're just going to run off and start become Pembina Indians or something. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, it's like we've got to grab the truth and throw away everything else.
Didn't you and I hit upon the Bible passage? You know the Bible a little better than I do, but it says sitting on the fence is the worst place to be than being on the wrong side of the fence.
Right. That's where the Lord is quoting, and actually I quoted this one earlier. Actually, I didn't quote it. I paraphrased it because I don't have it directly in front of me. Is the Lord dictates that we are mandates that we are either hot or cold towards Him, either love Him or hate Him, but the worst spot to be is lukewarm. Those are the ones the Bible says He vomits out of His mouth. And so, you know, the Lord would much rather you be a full-fledged Satanist than to be sitting in a church and doing satanic activities and lying and cheating and defrauding people on the side. Either be with Him or against Him, but don't be sitting on the fence.
Sure.
That's vile. That's deception, because you know, those people that sit on the fence, they use a little bit of the truth and a little bit of a lie, and they mislead people and they take them in the wrong direction.
You know, one would say, too, that if you're participating in this government, you agree with the abortion that Congress has okayed, or more likely, more so the Supreme Court, which is part of this de facto system. That was all based on 14th Amendment positions.
Right.
Roe v. Wade. You know.
Yeah, Roe v. Wade was based upon a violation of the 14th Amendment.
Sure.
The separation of church and state was the Stone versus Graham, Murray versus Collette, Madeline Murray O'Hare taking prayer out of school was based on violations of the 14th Amendment. And we see that, you know, what do people say today? America, we're losing our moral foundation because they took prayer out of school. Well, they're not looking at the foundation. What did the Supreme Court rule when they took prayer out of school? They said it was a violation of the 14th Amendment. What was going on with there? You had the federal government saying it had authority to conquer states. Okay, so when we go into church and everyone says, you know, America's problems come from Roe versus Wade, taking Bible out of school, taking prayer out of school, we haven't gone back far enough. We've got to go to the foundation, to the root cause of what caused all this. And it's fairly easy to get to, wouldn't you say, LB?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. See, that's the other thing. You know, a lot of people say, well, they've been hiding this or whatever. I found all the facts myself by researching. So,
yep.
You know, you can't really blame them to the full extent that it's all their fault. You know, they do hide things and manipulate and give disinformation, play games with you, but the evidence is all there.
Yeah, the 39th Congress committed treason.
Yes.
And that's that's just a straight-up fact. The governments that are out there now, we can't say are committing treason unless they knowingly and willingly, once you tell them what's going on, they say, you know what? We're going to try to maintain this fraud against you. And again, I think the only lawful way to do this is to go in there from my perspective, being from one of the southern states, is to go in there as, hey, I'm a citizen of the state of North Carolina, the original state, not that second state that entered the Union in 1868. And we've got conflicts here. You say I have to have a driver's license, or you say I have to have this. I don't. We need to settle this stuff. Do you have jurisdiction? Or are you going to try to maintain the overthrow of lawful government by intimidating us and throwing us in jail so that you can keep up this fraud? And so everyone else can say, I knew they were doing something wrong. Those people deserve to be in jail, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that concept.
It actually says in Section 2 of the 14th Amendment that the people voting will maintain over the lawful evil.
Say that again. I didn't catch that.
You know, I'm paraphrasing or just give an example of what it says, or, you know, telling you what it says. It actually says the people that are voting will maintain, you know, authority, or the government is what it basically says. Will maintain the government over the lawful people. You know, that's why they have to have everyone voting, because it maintains this corporate body politic.
Right.
Over the lawful government body politics who existed prior to the Civil War. So, you know, that language is perfect. They are maintaining. And then in English law, a maintainer is...
We need to step out of here in just a second. Yeah, we're coming up on a break. Kevin, Roger, don't go away. We're going to get back with you guys here in a little bit. Talk to you guys on the other side of the break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I want to thank LB for being on there. Yeah, take your children. What was that? I hadn't heard that one. Take them out of the cellar. Hide them in the cellar. What was that? But, yeah, we've got a good many callers coming. Looks like we've got a full board going up here. LB, I believe, is gone for now.
No, I'm here.
Are you still here? Okay, yeah. Let's. We were talking about the three types of states earlier. We were talking about, number one, the conquered states through the Reconstruction Acts, and the northern states where they just kind of acquiesced or fell into this. Their body politics was changed, the U.S. citizenship. But we have this third classification of states, the states that came into the Union after Reconstruction. What do we do with these people? Because here we have a lot of people in, you know, Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado, you know, states of this nature. What kind of remedy do these people have?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Okay. I didn't think I was on. Sorry about that. I think they should extricate themselves from the system, you know, if, like we were talking about before the break. If they know about it, they're participating in the fraud. And basically, you know, they're consorting with the enemy, you know, enemies of the republic.
But there's a legal status here. I mean, their body politic, their state didn't come in. And this is what I have to wrestle with is their states, the only way they can really come into the union. But again, I do know the only way they can really come into the union is for a lawful government to allow them into the union and for them to be a free people coming in on equal footing as the original 13. Yeah, that's the way it should happen in law.
Yeah, well, if for the 14th Amendment, I understand Section 3 states, the way I interpreted it, that, you know, it's the two-hat principle. They are committing treason, Congress and all of the officers of the states right now are committing treason unless they uphold the original premise of the Constitution. And I know if you and I have had the discussion about, well, they can't wear two hats because they're elected by, you know, de facto citizens. And I agree with that. But between what they're doing and what's right are two different things, okay? So that, I think that's, I call it the savings clause in the 14th Amendment, Section 3.
Well, also, isn't there a little bit of saving grace? And when you look up de facto and de jure governments and that type of thing, that a de facto government, its actions, that once the de jure government or de jure government comes back into place, it can accept actions of the de facto government as legitimate.
Exactly.
So that is one place, one direction that we can go into with that. So,
So all you have to do is claim to be part of the republic, you know, and not your republic state, and be part of the corporate body politic. You know, some people ask me about the straw man principle, and I don't buy into that wholly, but there is some truth behind that. And the best way you can explain it is there's two kind of body politics, body politic government and body politic corporate. The members of a body politic corporate are considered legal entities, okay? Not, you know, children of God. So that's basically what they're doing. You know, they're treating people as legal entities rather than children of God, so, or entities of God. So,
all right.
You know, that's whole system's set up to do. And
you know what? That really ties into what a civil right is versus a God-given inalienable right. Civil rights are not rights granted by God. Civil rights are rights granted by government.
Correct.
Obviously, homosexual unions is not a right granted by God.
No.
But this is going to be, abortion is not a right granted by God. And so, you have, these civil rights are rights that are, for the most part, ungodly.
Yes.
And, you know, I would say that blacks out there, you don't want civil rights. You want your God-given inalienable rights back. Well, thanks, LB. Thanks for joining us. And Kevin, Roger, Barbara, we'll be getting with you right after the break.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.